beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes! And it's the most wonderful time of the year. Sasha, thanks for coming shopping with me. I shall be shopping till I drop, having guests over, changing out appliances. Yeah, nothing to me like the Christmas season.
Yes, Rosie, I've been saving for this. But we need to be careful when we go out. Safety comes first, and that includes safety of the environment.
Girl, are you trying to spoil my holidays? You just don't know when, do you?
I'm sorry you feel that way, but who can have fun when the place is filled with garbage? Not me, for sure. Talk about rats, bad odor, clogged gullies, and I could go
all
on.
All right, don't. Fine, Miss Environmentalist. I'll dispose of my garbage better than I did last year. Now, can we go? Hey, this is my favorite song.
Sing now.
Welcome to Jamaica. All the big them. Come make me have some cake and sorrel. Then we go.
This is the time of year when everyone ups to celebrate your auntie. It's a season of giving and receiving. However, with all the gifts going around, there is a buildup of garbage. Statistics show that on average, each individual accumulates 1.2 kilograms of waste per day, and this is increased during the Yuletide season.
For the period December to January, we normally have the highest volume of solid waste. And this is generated mainly by the numerous social and family gatherings. We have an existing plan of action to deal with this. This plan includes deploying the truck sometimes earlier than the usual. And in some cases, the team works on a 24-hour basis. That is, we do not take a day off and we are at work every day.
Community Relations Manager, National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Shauna Guthrie. She says you should endeavor to keep your surroundings clean, ensuring that garbage is properly sorted and placed outside your property. This as the NSWMA sanitation team is not allowed to enter your premises.
We're asking persons to always use a bin. What we find is that persons will have the bags and they have them tied in trees and tie them on the side of the gate. So we're asking persons as best as possible to use any type of receptacle. We just ask persons to pierce the bottom. And also to ensure that these bins or these receptacles have a cover.
And as you change out old appliances during the holiday, be sure to dispose of them correctly.
Do not place metals or heavy objects in your bins. When the team member comes to collect it, if two persons cannot lift it, they will have a problem and they will not be able to collect your solid waste.
Also, do not mix construction waste with regular household waste. The NSWMA is encouraging the composting of agricultural waste. And if you don't know how, the NSWMA Community Development Department can be contacted for tips on composting. As we all work to create a safe and clean environment this Christmas, Community Relations Manager, National Solid Waste Management Authority, Shauna Guthrie, is reminding everyone to remember the three R's: reuse, reduce, and recycle.
So your wrapping papers can be reused, clothing that you no longer need may be donated. Newspapers can be used as wrapping papers. It can also be donated to the animal shelter. And of course, plastic containers should be separated from your regular waste.
Be your brother's keeper this holiday season and report uncollected garbage in your community and other communities to the NSWMA, toll-free at 1-888-253-2652 or text 448-3220.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on.
Hey.
He might idiot or what?
What? He might listen to all. Me can't hear it for a right, yes.
He might even hear the man blowing car horn, you know. He might go get licked.
George, watch out!
Gosh, I dead him dead, you know?
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.